Hello.
Hello, is this Dirt Solutions?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
All right.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to follow up with you. I didn't want to bug you. I didn't know if you received my message the other day.
A voicemail or something?
I believe so, yes. It was like last week?
No?
Oh, okay.
No.
I'm glad I gave you a call. So I understand you're working with Nick on your file. I wanted to kind of pick through the file. And I want to go over some options. This call will take about 3 to 4 minutes. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Perfect. So there's a few different ways we can provide funding for your company. These are not mutually exclusive transactions, so most customers can do both, and most choose to do both. So we have three products that would be appropriate. One is essentially an unsecured cash flow-based loan. It's called a working capital loan. It's really not based on collateral. It's based on the overall cash flow. Now, looking at the bank statements, I know you've got a lot of different accounts. I wasn't involved in Nick's submission, unfortunately, so it's kind of me picking through it. So initially, that file was approved for about $7,000, which I don't know if that works for you. And I think the challenge that they had not approving it more is that on that file, it's heavily weighted on how many deposits you do a month. So that's one of the most important things. How much is someone depositing on a monthly basis and how many times? So if it's less than 5 deposits a month, oftentimes the underwriting department can't issue a large approval. The second program we can do, although I can see if it can get increased, I just don't want you to kind of string you along. The second option we can do is we can do what's called a equipment-based working capital loan. And that's when you have something, a piece of equipment that's owned outright free and clear, and we're essentially lending against that asset. Now, you still use that asset. It's still yours. You know, you're still using it on a daily basis. But, you know, if you don't pay, we've got security there in terms of that equipment. That program, although it does have, there is an idea of what are the revenues on the business and what is the deposits, it's not as sensitive to those factors. And so if you had any equipment like trucks and or yellow iron, say excavators that are owned free and clear, you can generally get a large amount of money, usually somewhere between 50 to 70% on the dollar against that asset, especially if you have good credit. So let me give you an example. Do you own any excavators outright?
Yeah, I got a Traco. Yeah,
so how much is your Traco worth?
You know, I'd have to look it up what current it is, but it's worth, I'd say at least like 70, 75.
Okay. So that might be a better avenue for you to go through, because if you own this equipment outright, and I can't promise you an approval, but if you want to give me the general specs, did you buy that equipment cash? Did you finance it? How did you purchase that equipment initially?
I've had it for a long time. I mean, I've paid it off. You know.
Okay. Do you have any type?
Whatever.
Do you have any way to verify you own it, like a bill of sale or an insurance certificate or a depreciation schedule, anything to verify your ownership of the equipment?
I'll get you some. Yeah.
Okay. So if you have, if you want to go down that path, that's potentially a better option, because you're going to get somewhere between, if that's worth $70,000. What year is it?
Again, that's why I got to look it up. My track loader is a 92. I think that one's it's 01 or something.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I got to look it up.
So I'm just going to put some notes here. Give me a second. And how long has Dirt Solutions been in business?
Was I talking to you last week, too?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, dirt-wise, I've had Dirt Solutions since 2001.
Okay.
You know, I've had my own business since 1988. You know, I used to build houses. So I've always had my own business.
Okay. I'm just, because on this program, I'm just switching gears and seeing the qualifications. And that's, you said an excavator?
Yeah.
And do you know the manufacturer?
Yeah, it's a John Deere 160LC.
Oh, John Deere L60?
No, a John Deere 160.
Oh, sorry, 160, okay.
Yeah, LC. And I don't have Ben or whatever with me, but I have to get that.
Okay. But you think it's worth about 70 grand?
Yeah, I'd have to look the value up myself just to make sure, but pretty sure that one's still worth that, yeah.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I don't think $7,000, I'm not really privy to the conversations you had with Nick, but I'm assuming the $7,000 really doesn't do you anything, correct? It doesn't do much for you?
No, I mean, you know, if you could do something against that machine for 50 or something, that'd be fine. I mean,
yeah, it's going to range between 50 to 70 cents on the dollar typically, sometimes 80 depending on the term. What I'd like to do is this. It's not, I wish I could click a button, but I can't. So if you can give me about, I'd say, about 4 to 5 hours to work on the file, I'm going to see if we can qualify on that and then give you a quick ring back to go over an approval scenario. Would that work for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. Let me get rolling on this, and give me a call at any time, my extension's 114, to get the, and I will hopefully get your approval so you can get these other machines repaired and get rolling.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.